Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you know what? We've got a kind of really cool show for you tonight. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. You know what? We kick it up here each and every week and bring you the best of what we do, that is to uplift, inspire, and to bring in, talk to some people that can help you get some guidance along the way. I want to give everybody an update because you all have been so supportive, absolutely so supportive of the Dr. Pat Show beyond anything that I could even imagine. I want to thank you for all of your support, especially about filling out the survey that you did. And the results of all of that support is that we have been voted by far the favorite show in the Seattle area, it's actually over 50% of the votes came in for us. And so we want to thank everybody out there for all of your work, for supporting us all along the way. And we are giving back in a big way. For those of you that are still interested in a makeover, you know, we're still taking some submissions. I think we're going to take them through the end of the week. We're going to be launching Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, selecting the folks for that makeover by, I'd say, mid-September. So just check it out, drpatsmakeover.com. It is a makeover from the inside out and has a pay-it-forward aspect of it. What does that mean? That means that you're going to learn a lot of different things. You might receive some products that may change your life. Each of the winners, or the people selected, will receive a bicycle. And for those of you that have submitted your name but perhaps have not been selected, we're going to put a teleclass together. So we've got a lot of really cool things going on. And, you know, part of that is making sure that what we do here supports you along the way. Now, tonight, we've got a couple of interesting things that I want to present to you. I'm actually going to be doing some readings with you. I've never done this on this channel before. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to do that. Hopefully, I will be joined by my friend and someone that I've known for quite some time, Carol Barbeau. And Seth is going to let me know when Carol is on the line and ready to go. But for now, the question that I want to ask is a question that I've had some time asking myself this weekend. And the reason that this has been such an important time for all of us is that we get to look at what we want to create and why. And so today's show is focused around what do you want to create and why do you want to create it and what guidance can we share with you tonight to help you along the way. So I'm actually going to be working with several decks of cards that I work with, plugging into your questions about where you are in your life, what do you want to change. And so I love doing this. I'm thrilled to be doing this with each of you. And pretty soon, hopefully, Carol will join us on the show. But the question is, what do I want and why do I want it? Recently, I got to read a book by several of my favorite folks, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and the Teachings of Abraham, Money and the Law of Attraction, Learning to Attract Wealth, Happiness, and Health. And one of the sections in the book, right out of the gate, talks about what do I want and why. And so I want to share a little bit of this with you. And the question is, what is it that brings us to that place of want? What is the energy? What is the vibration? And what do we need to understand about the law of attraction? And are we truly the ones that attract those things that show up in our lives? And so it's always helpful to remember that you get the essence of what you think about, whether you want it or not. And this is something that many people are kind of baffled about when we talk about the law of attraction. You truly do get what you think about. And the question that I ask and the people that I work with is, what's on your mind? What's on your mind? Have you ever walked up to a friend and have said, hey, how you doing? Now, how often will people actually stop and tell you exactly how they're doing? But you can tell from the way they respond, by their level, by their vibration, of whether or not they're doing okay, or they're doing kind of okay, or they're not doing okay at all. And so you are never, when we look at the law of attraction, you are never only telling the story of how it is now, you're also telling the story of the future experience that you are creating in this moment. That's from Abraham. And what does that mean? Let me read that again. You are telling the story of the future experience that you're creating right now. So let's just talk about that. So if I were to ask you all out there today listening to the show, how are you doing? What are you feeling when I ask that question? Does joy come up? Does gratitude come up? Or does what you don't have in life come up? How are you holding that energy? Part of the conversation has to do with what we create in this lifetime, what we want to create, and more importantly, what are we willing to release? You know, I love working with animal totems. I love working with, you know, the medicine deck. And so I have those cards tonight, and I'll be taking your calls and working with you directly. This is kind of a rare occasion. I don't generally do this. I usually have people on the show that work with me. But tonight, this is a special night, and we will be joined by Carol Barbeau shortly. And so the question that I want to ask you today is, what do you want? What do you truly want? What would you like to have show up in your life? What would you like to create in your life at the moment? And the question for me is, how can I help you usher that in right now? You can give us a shout at 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, and let's take your calls. Let's get things rolling. Are you feeling a little stuck? Are you feeling a little crusted over? Well, let me just tell you this. I am also the creator of crust busting. Now, many of you are saying, you know, I've heard that term. I've heard you talk about it. But what exactly is it? Well, let me explain it to you in the simplest way I can. Crust is a metaphor that I created to help me explain where I was in my life a number of years ago. And so I got to create that environment. I got to create many different things. And so when I look at all of this and I look at where we are today and I look at the show and I look at so many other things, the question is comes to mind is, are you willing to take this journey with me? Is there a place that you could go tonight that will help you move beyond any obstacles, anything you have going on in your life, to that place where you want to feel absolute joy, abundance, prosperity, health, and beyond? Relationships that are so juicy, you cannot believe that these are the relationships in your life. And I'll tell you, there are a couple things that I have uncovered along the way. One is, whenever I am at this place where I'm feeling like the world has taken its toll on me, like I have no other place to turn, like I don't have any other friends in the world, I don't know how I'm going to take care of the next thing that I need to take care of in my life, that's the place where you get to look at everything, and I mean everything around you, and ask yourself the question, do I deserve it? Do I truly deserve to have what my heart desires? And if you can answer that question, and answer that question in a couple of different ways, which I'll demonstrate when you all call in, you're truly at that place of being ready to say yes to the most luscious, juicy gifts that are out there for you. And so I love talking about this topic, and I'm thrilled that you're joining me here tonight, because part of the conversation is about how we can give back. We're going to be taking a short break here in a moment. And the question, again, that I'd like you to contemplate is, what do you want? What do you truly want? And how can I help you tonight move closer, closer, and closer to having that show up in your life right now? I mentioned a book, The Money and the Law of Attraction. This is a book from Esther and Jerry Hicks, but there have been many, many ways along the path for me that I've been able to tap into and move beyond obstacles. I was talking with someone today on the show, and we were talking about how important it is to have quality education, to have our children grow up with the finest education, the most incredible school experiences ever created. And what would that look like, and what do we need to do to make that happen? And when I looked at all of that, and I had that conversation today at the show, I was very, very passionate about the people that helped me along the way. And when I say I was very passionate about the people that helped me along the way, I don't think I would have ever graduated high school if it weren't for a few people. And the name that came to mind was a teacher that I had. Her name was Amy Sarrow. And I always wondered, what was it that she saw in me that other people maybe had not? What could I see in myself that would help me to take that one extra step that I needed to do to graduate high school? And I look back at that now, and sometimes I think, what would my life have been like had I not said yes, or had Amy Sarrow not showed up in my life? When we look at the questions of want, how does that feel inside? If you come on the show today and you connect with me and you connect with my guest, I want you to feel what's going on in your stomach. When you truly step out and ask for perfect health, and yet you may be sitting there with a chronic disease, or you ask for wealth, Donald Trump wealth, say, what do you feel in your stomach? Do you actually believe that this is something that you can have? I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basilea. I do this show because this is something that I'm passionate about, helping so many people move beyond the crustiness that I used to have and still have from time to time. But how can you look at the life that you have right now and have the truest of blessings? I'm so blessed right now, and in this moment, I know that you're listening to this show. There are many, many things that we can talk about, but I want to give you this opportunity to give us a call. I would love to do some readings with you today, both energy readings, and share some insights from what I call my fabulous, fabulous medicine deck, and a few other universal decks that I use. So why don't you give me a call here at 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code DRPAT. That's DRPAT at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
When times are tough, folks get running, not Dr. Pat. Instead, she creates an unprecedented way to give back to her listeners. Introducing Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Several of Dr. Pat's listeners will embark on a journey to change their lives for good, from the inside out. Are you that person? Go to drpatsmakeover.com for details. That's drpatsmakeover.com. The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
Hi, I'm Lynn McTaggart. Pat, it is always such a pleasure to be on your show. You ask the kinds of questions that no one asks, and you stimulate me to new places. I'm thrilled to be on your show and also to tell people about our Peace Intention Experiment to get involved on September 14th, that's a Sunday, by first signing up on www.theintentionexperiment.com, and you can do /peace. And you'll get
welcome
right
back,
to
everyone.
It.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am so thrilled to be here with everyone. And like I said before, we've got some open phone lines because this is part of something I don't get to do that often, and that is to have you call in and work with me directly. You can reach us right here at 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227, and Seth will pick it up and bring you in, and we'll see if we can figure out how to get you on the track that you want to be on. Now, I started to talk about how we create things, and let me just share a little bit, you know, with you. Since all of us are already creating our own reality, what we do in what I call crust busting is learn the order of how this is done and as to how to create what we want in our lives. So when we understand the principles behind the process, we can intentionally adjust things and create something different. Now, this is something that I love talking about, because I'll tell you, if there was a pothole that is out in the road, I would be the one to hit it, 9 times out of 10. And so how is it that we get to shift and change our lives around by learning some of these tools? Well, here's the way it works. Look, our unconscious mind works in the same way as a computer. In the most basic form, a computer cannot tell the truth from a lie. It has no sense of humor, always works in present time, and always accepts whatever comes in, and always simply agrees and says yes. When you hit that enter button on your computer, that you're giving it a command. Whatever you typed in, wherever you told it to go, it's going to go. This is an impersonal nature of the universe. This is what Esther and Jerry Hicks talks about when they say that it's what you're creating right now, what energy that you have right now, is what is going to carry forth to what you manifest in the future. So throughout our lives, the computer of our unconscious mind has been consistently storing information. Whenever any of our senses picked up a message that you were a good or lovable person, your computer's enter button was pressed and it said yes, and it stored that away. Of course, any time that you picked up that you are a bad person or unworthy or unlovable, your computer also said enter and stored it away. So therefore, you know, we have a lot of stored data that reflects who we are, our self-image, and our self-esteem. The question is, did we ever learn how to move beyond that unconscious frame and get to the place where each of us understood that we are truly magnificent, we are truly blessed in who we are, that we have power beyond belief to manifest and create the hearts, the lives that we desire without question? So being persistent about our thoughts, emotions, and actions, which I call TEAs, T-E-A, is probably the most important thing I can share with you tonight. So underneath our thoughts, underneath our beliefs, there are beliefs that determine our reality much the same way that our thoughts do. you know, the power of what we believe is bigger than an individual thought, because we're so connected to that belief and how it connects to the unconscious mind. So when I began to really look at my own beliefs, some of them were, I'm too old to start a career I love. No one will really read my book. I don't know how to write anyway. And these are some of the things that had come up for me a number of years ago. And so when we look at some of the things we say to ourselves, even jokingly, are we aware that we're now creating a framework for what we begin to believe about the future of our lives? And so I love doing this today. And, you know, part of what I want to help everyone out there with is uncovering the beliefs that are holding you back. Whether it's an education that you wanted, a job that you wanted, a loved one that you wanted, all of that factors in to what you truly believe about yourself. Do you honestly believe that you would be successful? You know, this show is based on a question that came up for me a number of years ago. And the question is this: what would you do? What would you create if you knew you could not fail? What would your life be like? What action would you take tomorrow? What change would you make if you knew you couldn't fail? If I were to say to you, wow, you want to lose some weight, did you know that you could probably lose 20 pounds in a day? You would look at me and you'd say, what? You're crazy. I can't lose 20 pounds in a day. And that may be an over-exaggeration, but let me say this to you, that if you believe you can't lose them, you definitely won't. If you believe you can lose them, it will propel you to the energy and the vibration of success. Whether it's 20 pounds in a day or 20 pounds in a year, the point is you've said yes to the word, I can. And so today's show is about the I can. And I want to absolutely let everybody know that the day that I discovered I can instead of I can't or I shouldn't or I don't know that I'll ever be able to change my life. So we have someone joining us here today. Who do we have joining the show?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. How are you tonight?
Well, you kind of caught me on a crusty day.
You know what? I had a little crusty stuff going on earlier today myself.
Yeah, it kind of came out of the blue, and so I just tuned in for the first time, and you really piqued my interest.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because crust is a metaphor that you know, I created a couple of years ago. I was so crusty. I was so crusted over, I could not even get off the couch. I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have a little bit of crust, you're doing really okay.
It took a lot of motivation to get off the couch. But I'm a fighter, so I said, you know, I'm not going to give in to this. And it's coming up to be healed. And so let's see what it is.
Well, let's see what it is. And you know what? I'm going to start at a place where I love to start. I'm going to ask you, what do you want in life?
I want to do what I love and live with ease and prosperity.
All right, let's talk about what it is you love to do.
I love to paint visionary pictures that are actually given to me in visions, and then I paint them.
And so is that something you're doing right now?
I did. I just started a few months ago.
And tell me something. When you get up and you paint, how's that feel?
Oh, I'm in heaven. I am in heaven. I'm in the flow, you know.
And so what is it that shows up when you're feeling crusty?
That they're not going anywhere, like my house is full of my products, and I'm not finding an outlet for it in order to get the ease, the abundance.
Right.
I'm not the marketing part, I guess.
The marketing part. So is the marketing part of this a sense for yourself that you don't know how to market, you want somebody to show up to market, that there is no market, or all of the above?
Kind of all of the above. And
you know,
I just got a reject slip. I sent some things out, and they sent them back, and I just got them.
Okay, let's talk about the reject slip, because I'm the queen of reject slips, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that. I got a reject slip from every college I applied to for my doctorate.
Wow.
Yeah. And so let's talk about it. First of all, I'm going to call it a reject slip because I love being like real. I'm right with you. You know what I'm saying? I love being right here in the
okay.
moment with you. So let's call it what you called it. Now, what does that say to you?
It says I'm a dreamer and I can't really do it this way.
Yeah. So somebody said, you know, thank you. We've looked at your stuff and we don't think you can do it.
Yeah, we don't carry that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not seeing your vision.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So now, you know what the gift is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who you sent it to,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of information in what they're saying to you. So let's explore this for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you decided to find somebody to talk to about your art, and you must have sent them some information,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Through a mutual friend that thought her friend who owned the store would be interested.
They're very good. So look at all the information you're getting about this. This is going to help you enormously. Are you ready?
Okay.
There's information that you can gather about who this person is, not your friend, but your friend's friend, the place that you actually went.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do an assessment of what their shop is all about. Now, given that they said to you, no, this is not going to work, what you have is a whole boatload of information, maybe, that says, you know what? I'm not going to send any of my art to people that are kind of in this venue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what you now have is you've got a lot of information that's going to save you hours, days, months, mm-hmm. and maybe years.
Mm-hmm.
That first no is not really a no. What it is the universe saying to you, look, I'm trying to guide the ship here. I'm trying to get you in the right place. But let's not go to folks like this, okay?
Okay, I see.
Okay? You know,
that's
the work,
good.
Obviously the work that you're doing, when you use the words like vision, when you're using a term like expansive, you need to find somebody that gets who you are.
Yeah.
Right. So what you now have is a ton of information. Here's what I want to give you. I'm going to give you some practical information right now. Are you open to a little assignment?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool, because I know a lot about this. I know a lot about rejection. So what I would love for you to do is, through gratitude, you've got to praise and raise these people, all of them. I don't even know who they are. We don't need to know. But I want you to hold them with the deepest gratitude that you can muster up for yourself. You with me?
Yeah.
Then I want you to do an analysis. And here's the analysis I want you to do. I want you to take a look at who they are, where they're located, what their best-selling piece of, let's call it, art is.
Mm-hmm.
And identify what it is about them that you like and what it is about them that does not match your work. And then what I want you to create is a list of characteristics that describes your art.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So if I said to you, okay, give me 10 words that describe your art.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a few of them. Let's see what you say.
Visionary, goddesses, nature-loving, healing, animals, metaphors.
Good. You want to look for places that either use the same language or what they have represents those attributes. You see what I'm saying?
Totally, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk about rejection, because I decided to keep using that word because that's something that you and I were using here, right?
Definitely.
Let's use the word rejection. I want you to kind of flip that around, because there are going to be other people that may show up and say no to you. And what that is the universe saying that even if these people were to say yes, now I'm going to kind of twist this a little bit, it wouldn't be for the greater good, for your greater good. So you only want people that are going to say yes, that are going to take the journey with you to the nth degree, to the edge of the universe, to the edge of where you want to go, right?
Right.
That's what you're looking for. So what you have right here is a great opportunity, because now you know that what you're plugging into are not people or not shops or not galleries
that have sort of the essence that this individual or this shop does. That doesn't mean they're bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, totally.
You know, everybody has their different artwork.
Sure.
You know, myself, I can look at a piece of art and I think it's just beautiful, or I listen to some music and I think it's great. My friends listen to it and they think you're out of your mind.
Sure, it's very personal.
Very personal. So that's what I want to say to you. Now, given that this is what you want, what are you willing to do to get it?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. So, which means you're not willing to give up.
Oh, I'm not giving up.
No.
I'm a fighter. No.
Mm-mm. You're going to keep going.
Yeah, I started painting. I painted today. I said, this isn't going to break me. I'm going to get up and I'm going to paint.
Yeah. No, it can't.
This is just some, I think it's the thing, I think the thing that scares me the most is that I'm afraid I'm just a dreamer.
Yeah, well, you know what? People like us, you know, that's what I talked about, your subconscious mind. There's something in there.
Yeah.
Where probably
you've
always been called a dreamer. I've always been called a daydreamer.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got, you know, some performance reviews from, you know, my executive world. Career, and you know, people have written that I've lived on another planet. And you know what I want to say to you? If I want you to change the way you feel about that statement, I'm a dreamer, because it's a gift to be a dreamer.
That is a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. And I want to leave you with two, since you relate to animals and animal totems, I want to leave you with two totems that I pulled as we were talking. One of them is the beaver. And the other one is a possum. And I want to say two things about these two totems that came up. The beaver is the builder. It is the doer in the animal kingdom. When I say beaver, you know, you're looking at a creature that is so used to building. They're building a home. They're building a foundation. You know, they're gathering in the flow of water, which is water energy. It's earth energy. They're integrating water and earth energy. I mean, can you feel that?
I can.
Can you feel that? That's what's going to help you remember that when you look at beaver medicine, take a look at the power of working and attaining a sense of achievement. This is really important for us artist types, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at beaver medicine, take a look at the power of working and attaining a sense of achievement. So in building a dream, you need to have teamwork. And so what I'd like you to think about doing is collect and make a list of people that you know that can be part of this journey, but people that support you in the work that you do. Build your network. Become the builder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I look at the possum, it's called, it's related to the idea of diversion in a lot of ways. And one of the greatest attributes of possum is its ability to play dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, it confuses people around them. It makes its predators believe that the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it creates this sense of, you know, redirection, until they become safe for the possum to move into a different direction. It uses a great deal of strategy. And so here's what I want to say to you. You are an artist that needs to build a strategic direction for yourself. Do you see how those two totems play? You are an artist that needs to build a strategic direction for yourself. So I'm going to give you 3 points to what the lesson is about right now. One, you've got that beautiful blessing that came from whoever it was that said no to you, that says, look, you have a gift, and you are so worth taking the time to build a strategy for yourself. What do you need? Who do you need? What do you want to show up? People to help you take your gift out in the world. So so part of what you need to look at is you don't have to do it yourself. Does this make sense to you?
Totally. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. And so these two very interesting powers or energies work hand in hand. And so part of this is looking at how you want to create and build the strategy. And one of the other cards that I pulled for you is a connection card. And this connection card is to connect with someone special. So you see, you're not meant to do this alone. And yet sometimes, you know, all of the stories we hear about artists is how they work alone, how they do things alone.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty alone right now, yeah.
What?
I am pretty alone right now.
Yeah, and what I want you to do is I'm going to give you now the last assignment.
Okay.
It is so important for you to connect with the outside every day. Whether it's taking a moment and going out and doing some volunteer work or working with children or doing some art with children, this is part of the strategy that you're creating. So you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
I just wrote down a number for Ageless Art of working with artists that are in rest home and stuff, volunteering.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, do you see how this is all coming together?
Yeah.
And don't we want to thank whoever that was that said no to you?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm going to kind of cut it off here because I could probably go on and give you about 60 other things to do. But I think right now this is the stuff that's coming up that I'm hearing and the direction for you. So remember, you're the builder. You're building a strategy. The strategy is around enacting your vision, and you don't have to do it alone. And one of the habits that I'm feeling that you need to break out of is being alone.
Yep.
Please say yes to moving beyond the isolation, connect with other people, even if you go down and have coffee or tea or wherever you where are you calling from?
A California coast.
Great. So lots of places to go out and tea and coffee or whatever out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out. Maybe bring a sketch pad, but get out amongst people because your soul really needs that. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you. If you want to find out more about us and the show, we've got over 1,500 archives up there. Go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. All right? Check it out. thedrpatshow.com. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to read something that I've never read before on this show. It's about perseverance. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. One of these rare moments when folks get to connect with me directly. I don't have a guest. That's rare in itself. What do you want in life? How can we help you move it along its way? We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. When was the last time you knew what you should do, but you didn't trust your gut, and you later wished you had? Next time this happens, write it down, even if you didn't act on it. Writing it down in a journal will serve as a reminder to your subconscious that these intuitive hits are real. Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted with HUNA. You'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are still taking your applications for Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, and you're probably going to want to find out more about that. You can go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com. I've been so inspired to read a poem to you, a poem that I use in my crust-busting classes and seminars. And I want to read this because it is so about perseverance. It is, perseverance has been truly a great gift to me from my mom and a great challenge. And I've been gifted with a poem by an incredible poet, and he has given me permission to read this poem. His name is Naresh Halee, and I want to share this with you. It's going to be probably the way that we roll through this, the remaining time we have together, but here it is. The name of the poem is Perseverance. When the veil of darkness has draped itself around your life and concealed the tears of your pain and despair, when the destiny you had envisaged has all but faded like water amongst the golden sands of the desert, when you stand alone in your hour of adversity and need and no one is willing to stand beside you, when the battles within your life are on the verge of defeat and ruin, when you are exiled within your own mind, when your heart is empty and is merely watered by the tears of your agonized and anguished soul, when you feel like a bird cage behind bars which once flew high above snow-capped mountains, free and unhindered, and now reached out to touch the essence of your dreams, when your tears and sorrow have embraced your soul, when the temples of your dreams lie in ashes like the ruins of an ancient age gone by, and there are no traces of your footsteps within the valley of your dreams, when the haunting silence of the darkness hangs like a shadow within the depths of your heart, when you cling like a child to the dreams of yesterday, when the light of dawn refuses to appear and the sun refuses to shine, when each day has become an eternal struggle to survive, when there is no light amongst the darkness within your existence, when your wounds cry out to be healed, when fear has held courage ransom, when your soul stands in solitude and loneliness, choking on its tears of isolation under a moon which no longer smiles and no longer yearns to gaze at its children, the stars, when all those around you have betrayed you, when love has left your heart and refuses to return, when you no longer believe in yourself, when pain and grief are your constant companions, when there is no vision within the midst of your agony, when no one is willing to listen to and understand you, when peace seems to be distant in a world, when life no longer has the belief to run within your veins, when you have become a fugitive within your own mind and shackled like a slave within your own insanity. Refuse with every last drop of sacred blood within your bruised and battered body to surrender your soul to the pains of existence. Refuse this, for you must believe in yourself, even if all those around you doubt you, and in your ability to rise from within the insanity in which your life now finds itself, and to stand tall against the obstacles and challenges within your life. And you will conquer all that you believe cannot be conquered,
and all that which you believe you had lost within your life. It is from the darkest hours of our lives, from the depths of our despair and pain, and in our greatest hour of adversity that we find an inner strength, an inner courage, an inner meaning so vast that it enables us to rise from our knees and stand tall and fight that which has made us weak. Just as water runs from the stream, as the oak tree grows tall and strong and upright, as snow, the softest and most peaceful of nature's elements, covers the most fierce of mountains and tames its anger, portraying it merely as the pawn within the hands of nature, so new life and meaning will emerge from your own inner source. Do not at any cost surrender your life to the weakness within your life. Do not surrender your life to the mediocre thoughts of others. Do not surrender the belief you hold in yourself and in your abilities. Do not surrender the dreams that you have worked so hard to hold within the palms of your hand. For what right do others have to judge in others' dreams? For they have not walked a mile in your shoes. There are no limits to your courage and determination. The only limits are those that we place upon ourselves. Our thoughts make the world what we want it to be. So mold your thought into a weapon of immense power. Wipe away the tears from your heart and let your life be brushed by the fingertips of your immortal soul. Breathe deep. Breathe deep with me, with purpose, and a deep-held conviction. There is an inner strength and an inner peace within us all, which the world cannot penetrate, and the hypocrisy and ignorance of the human mind cannot poison. Embrace that inner source of strength, and you will become fearless, and the obstacles within your life will seem insignificant. You must be undisturbed and stern in your resolve that you are a creature so versatile and resilient that you cannot be defeated, and you must hold firm in the conviction that you will not be defeated. You are a creature of boundless beauty and perseverance. You are a creature which can and which will endure. There is something that you cannot and absolutely cannot be defeated, and you must hold firm in that conviction. There is nothing that you cannot achieve, and there is nothing that you do not have the ability to overcome in your life. Harness the power of your mind, for it is your greatest barrier. You are an individual of immense courage within the battlefield of life, and there is no greater battle than which will be fought with your own life. You must not, despite the pain, the despair, the grief, the intensity, the loneliness within your life, surrender. You must not surrender the very essence of your dignity and the hope to the enemy which hovers around you in pursuit of conquering both your mind and your soul. I do not believe in defeat because defeat does not believe in me. I do not believe in fear, for I am fearless. I do not believe in pain, for I find strength in the weakness of my enemies. Within the midst of your despair, the obstacles and challenges that life presents before you, be calm and peaceful. An angry and misguided mind will make the decisions and judgments based on haste and anger, which in the long run will continue to merely add to the suffering, whereas the peaceful mind within that moment of insanity will have the ability to bring forth a clear, reasoned judgment and solution to the challenges at hand. No one owns you, so you have not lost anything. Only you can give away or surrender all that you hold to the challenges within your life. Control your mind from its aimless wandering within your own insanity. Guide it to think positively and with purpose. Once you have conquered your mind, you will also introduce yourself to an inner peace, which will bring meaning and freedom to both your life and your thought. Do not kneel before anyone, for your knees were not made for such purposes. They were made for the purpose of enabling you to stand upright. Be like an elephant,
which once upright will not easily be brought to its knees. Adapt your mind, thinking, actions, and life to the challenges which have surrounded your existence. You and you alone hone the foundations of your dream and your destiny in the way you approach the challenges and obstacles within your life. Do not falter in the face of adversity. Rise to the challenge, however difficult it might be. Your difficulties will only be difficult if you believe them to be difficult. How can you fear that which you have never challenged? Endure and challenge the pains of your existence, for freedom will wait for you, and it will eventually embrace you. In defeating the challenges within your life, continue to be a great person. Do not become like those that would fight against you, for to do so will deprive your soul of the peace it desires. You must be like the seasons of the year, ever changing, ever adapting, ever growing, ever challenging. Nature is always in constant change. The old give way to the new, and this is the course of life. Yet, within this existence, life continues. It evolves and continues to grow despite its pain. Your time has not yet come to let nature embrace you in its totality. So go forth into the wilderness of your life and reclaim what Mother Nature granted you at birth, the right to dream, the right to live, and the right to be who you want to be. Challenge with the might of your mind and your inner strength all of the barriers that your existence places at the gates of your destiny. If you don't risk anything, you risk even more. For within the midst of our suffering, there is meaning. As Carl Jung once commented, your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams? Who looks inside awakens? It has been my honor and pleasure to be with you tonight. That poem is a poem that has helped me throughout my life. You know, when you get to the beginning of that, and I use this in the work that I do, it is tough to sometimes read those words, but know that when you take on a dream that's as big as what you're dreaming, as big as I know you're capable of dreaming, make sure you're ready to receive it all. And sometimes, as we just talked about earlier tonight, you got to let go and bust through some of the crust. You've got to take a look at what works and what doesn't work in your life. And I want to thank you all for joining me, your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to thank you for joining me on this journey as we help thousands of people change their lives. So make sure tonight that you truly answer the question, what do I want? What do I want my life to be like? What do I want for the greater good of others? And what do I want for the greater good for all eternity? And when you face these questions, do not hold back. Do not be challenged by fear. Do not be challenged by the thought that I can't have it. Do not be challenged by the mundaneness of our day-to-day, which would have us believe that we were born to play small. We were not born to play small. Look at what we have created and know that life is truly the breath that you take. Remember to dream. Remember to stand fast in your conviction. And know that you can bust through any layer of limiting, crusty beliefs that are holding you back in this moment. Why was it I created crust busting? I'll tell you why. I was a little crusty myself. And so we do get to teach that which we need to conquer most. And I'm thrilled to be able to share this with you tonight. For more about the Dr. Pat Show, please check us out, www.thedrpatshow.com. And we're going to be releasing a new crust-busting website and crust-busting teleseminar so that all of us can journey together to abundance, to health, to fabulous, juicy relationships, and everything else that we desire. So until next week, remember this, for within the midst of our suffering, there is meaning. And to make sure that you dream
and dream big. Take a breath and then dream bigger. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We have some very big dreams. I hope you'll join me. Until next week, know that you're loved and know that you are blessed. We'll see you then.
Dance on curtain call.